This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're focusing on the city of Murfreesboro. And Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg is with us on this beautiful spring morning. Tommy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. I see you've got on your green shirt with the blue WGNS logo. You look about as spring-like as anybody that came down the pike, so my congratulations to you on your dress code this morning.
Well, thank you.
It's always great to be on the show. I know you have a number of opportunities to have guests, and I'm always honored when you ask me to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here today, and so much good happening here in the city of Murfreesboro. It's an exciting place to live, exciting place to raise a family.
Well, you're exactly right. My daughter and grandchild and son-in-law were here for the last week. The son-in-law came in on Friday, and the first thing I did, of course, was drive him out off of Medical Center Parkway and out to Fortress Boulevard, and it's just amazing. He worked with Lehman Brothers and still manages many of their asset, trying to figure out how to get money out of them. Obviously, the investors and people that had money with Lehman Brothers would like to get as much of a return out of them as possible. And here, these 4 years later, he's still working to try to work out of these assets they had. And he told me, just quite frankly, Bart, that he could not believe what was going on just in that quarter of the town of Murfreesboro. He said he has gone all over the West Coast and the Midwest and up East, and he never sees anything like what we have going on for a town our size.
I just don't understand, though, Tommy. He still hasn't gotten the hint about the importance of moving here.
I have talked to him about that. I've counseled him in every way. They're getting ready to have a second grandchild. And interestingly, I've talked to him about it, but he has a job. My daughter says the only worse thing than not having a job is having a job. But he has a good job in New York City, and I think they enjoy that. It's funny, he told Ann when they married that they would probably be in New York City about a year, something like that. And they've been up there 6 years now, so he's from Charlotte, North Carolina, and she's from Murfreesboro, and they seem to get along. And so we'll see how long the Lehman Brothers assets last trying to work out some of those deals. But he was very complimentary of Murfreesboro and what we've been able to do here, and I give a lot of credit to Mayor Westbrooks and Mayor Jackson, Mayor Reeves, people who came before me, who really, along with the council members and the city staff, I think have primed us to be where we are today.
Well, there's always work going on, improvements in the city, and one of those improvements is right now on Broad Street, where they're resurfacing a good amount of the roadway.
The state has decided that it's time to repave, and many of our people will be a little bit inconvenienced for a couple of days, but they're generally working at night to try to grind off the top coat, and then they'll be coming back and putting the coat back down. So it's nice that we're getting it done early in the season. Obviously, the winter was kind of lax, so I think they've opened up the asphalt plants early this year, and we got the state to go ahead and get working on Broad Street. It certainly is a heavily traveled section, and until we get the bridge over Broad Street built, it's possibly a good thing to go ahead and repave all of the approaches to Broad Street, Old Fort Memorial.
Any word on when that bridge might start coming out of the ground?
Bart, every time I mention that, I always say you need to call the state. Obviously, they are in their process. It's still on go, and I don't have any definite timetable, and I'm not sure that anybody does. There's still a few hoops to jump through from the point of view of the state, And I'm sure that it's been planned for some period of time, and they're probably just fine-tuning some of those, making sure the dollars are right. And then there'll be a bid proposal out, and then as soon as that bid proposal's out and they get a notice to proceed, then we'll know when they'll be starting the work, the construction. And I give the state a lot of credit. Obviously, they'll have to channelize a lot of the traffic there. There's plenty of roadway and plenty of right-of-way already available. The state's already spent some $6 to $7 million acquiring that right-of-way. So generally what you'll see is some beginning to move back sidewalks, move back those right-of-ways to get them cleared up so they can pave in those particular areas perhaps, and then move traffic out and then go back to the major roadway and clear it out, and then get started on that bridge construction, possibly one side at a time.
Well, another part of the excitement here in Murfreesboro is our bicentennial, and we're about halfway through with the celebration of the bicentennial. How's it going, and what are some of the comments you're hearing?
Well, I've been very pleased, and certainly March was a great month. We had an excellent February with our people. March was our military, and we've done, I think, a very good job in of organizing that, and I give all the credit to the volunteers who have taken their organizations to a new level as it promotes the city. Of course, MTSU is working on their 100th anniversary. They were just recognized last week by the Tennessee General Assembly, got a standing ovation in the House. Both our state senators were on the floor of the House at the time, obviously as guests, and it was really quite a wonderful occasion for MTSU. Going forward, we're looking at our faith in May, and we look forward to all of the events of looking at our people, looking at our churches, looking at our arts, our rivers, roads, rails, and trails. If you're interested in looking at some of those, or if you'd like to get a speaker, or if you would like to get some information about any of those activities, they're all on the MurfreesboroTN.gov website. And we're really pleased that First Presbyterian has pretty well led the charge on our faith and done an excellent job. Greenhouse Ministries is promoting a Grace Fest at Murphy Center, and World Outreach's most recent Easter service was part of the bicentennial celebration. They wanted to be a part of it and mentioned it, and so there's just a lot of events going on, and we encourage everyone to kind of promote the bicentennial, the 200-year anniversary of the city of Murfreesboro. And don't end in October, but let's learn a lot and keep going after that.
Oh, absolutely. Such a rich history in this community, and there's just so many ways that you can promote it at your own business or your church, civic clubs, wherever you are.
It is an outstanding opportunity, and certainly to help us look back and reflect on how we got here and what we want to do for tomorrow.
Now, as you look ahead into the future, I know that we've been attracting a whole lot of new businesses. We're trying to get those corporate businesses to put their offices here. Still haven't had a major one yet, but are we getting closer, do you think? Are you hearing a lot of rumblings? This is where everybody's listening closely to see what Tommy says.
Well, I'm hanging on the my ears myself, hanging on. The interesting thing is Murfreesboro has been a bridesmaid a couple of times. We have really been able to continue to attract manufacturing jobs, even though you would expect those would go somewhere else. But again, Murfreesboro and Rutherford County are very attractive areas, a diversity of housing, very close to the state capitol, close to an airport. In the Nashville Airport, the Smyrna Airport, the Murfreesboro Airport. So as we keep going forward, we're beginning to, I guess, attracted some mass where we've got a number of manufacturers who have found that their facilities are very attractive here. We have good employees. We have a good climate. We have a good, stable local government, and so they have attracted other little departments or parts of their business here. And so what we're hoping is in the future that we'll be able to attract that regional or corporate headquarters that might have businesses perhaps in Pulaski, one in Rutherford County, one up in Sumner County, somebody over in Warren County, and they want to come to Murfreesboro. They possibly get here because they like Nashville. They look at Nashville, find it's crowded and expensive. They go south to Brentwood, Cool Springs, Franklin. They find it's crowded and expensive, and they come over to Murfreesboro, and they find it's reasonably priced, and it's not very crowded, and it's a good location. So we continue to use that to try to sell Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. And I think one of these days we'll step right up to the altar and find that corporate headquarters or regional headquarters that we want. The city still owns three sites of a considerable size in the Gateway area. And so once those are gone, I think we'll possibly want to take a look and see what else, if anything, the city would like to do and our residents and business owners to attract additional corporate headquarters. But they're on the way. They'll get here. It's just going to take us a little time.
Now, when those corporate people who come in and look at this area, when they finish and they decide to go somewhere else, is there an exit survey that's made? Do they tell us why they did not choose us, and maybe we could see a trend and correct it?
Many times they do. For instance, when Bridgestone Firestone was looking at us, it was 2007, 2008, and I just think they mostly did not make a corporate decision. I think corporately they wanted to move. I think they were overwhelmed. They were all ready to say we're not going. And then we went up and made an offer to them, and they looked at it and they said, goodness gracious, this is such a great offer. We really need to look at this. But the housing market at the time had begun to tank. And I just think that to move 500, 600 families out of Akron, all of their homes would have been on the real estate market at the same time. It's kind of like I used to be in the printing business. When you've got a lot of manufacturing equipment on the floor, the last thing you want to do is move it or shut it down. And the reason is that it's just so expensive to do that. And I really think it was a personal decision with Bridgestone Firestone. Now, when we looked at Tractor Supply, they just decided they had always wanted to be in Cool Springs, Brentwood. They decided to stay there, and that's what they were going to do. They were just going to build a new location over there, and I respect that. So when we see those people, you kind of have to look behind the veil, so to speak, and try to decide whether it was really a corporate decision or whether it was a personal decision. And that's kind of the way it is. Most people that I meet who are from up north just don't like their taxes. They don't like their government, but they love the weather in the summertime. They like being on the East Coast. They like being the center of the universe, and their families just don't want to move, and so corporately they don't move. One of these days we're going to be overcoming that, and we've been able to do that in some part. But it really, to me, gets down to whether it's a corporate decision or a personal decision, and sometimes it just gets down to one person, and we just haven't found the right person to pull the trigger and let's get it done.
And you know, when you get that first one, oftentimes the second and third follow relatively quickly.
That's exactly what I said after Amazon. Once you've made a sale, that's when you're ready to go out and make another sale. So that gives us a tool to say, well, look, Amazon came down here. They could hire 1,350 people that don't work for their company now. They've got a major university here. They've got an interstate system that's second to none. They've got a location and climate, stable government, relatively low taxes, good schools. What's not to love?
Yeah, perfect place for any type of business.
And that's why we're all here in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, isn't it? I thought that went without saying. Sometimes we have to pat ourselves on the back and remind ourselves how smart we are.
What a great place, I tell you. Our phone number, by the way, is 893-1450, 893-1450. Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg is with us this morning. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be back and we'll take some of your phone calls. This will be the segment where we open up the phone lines, and maybe there's an area that is concerning you. Maybe it's traffic. Maybe there's a pothole. Who knows what might be on your mind? And we won't know if you don't call us. 893-1450. Your segment is coming up right after the traffic and weather. That's next, right here on WGNS.
Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
It's Mustang Mania at Ford of Murfreesboro. Right now, you can drive a 2012 Ford Mustang with financing as low as 0% with approved credit. Rather have cash back? Get up to $3,500 back on the Mustang today. Price excludes tax, title, registration, and $499 dealer fee. Offer expires April 30th. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad Street at the intersection of Northfield Boulevard and online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust. Nationwide guarantee. Call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. On Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We have one accident to MTSU Boulevard at Greenland Drive. That's still in the clearing stages. I-24 at 231, I-24 at 96, still very busy. I-24 going into Midtown, we're seeing still lots of congestion around several accidents there at the junction with I-40 westbound, so anticipate some major slowdown through that area for a little while longer. Save now, save big, 50% off auto glass. Trust America's auto glass specialist, Glassmasters, for fast, friendly, and professional service at their location or yours. Call 248-5570. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today, a high of 63 with a light wind out of the north. Tonight, clear skies, a low around 35. Light winds continuing. WGNS meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Currently 46.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Dr. Pete, host of the Maximize Living Health radio show, where living healthy means living free. You can tune in and listen to me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 here on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg is our guest this morning, and let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with the mayor. How are you today?
Good morning. It's you.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
Great.
Just a few things on my mind pertaining to the city this morning. Mayor Bragg, just could you give the community an update on the Haynes Drive area for widening of that road? Do you have any updated information for the city, who the people live on this side of the town?
Haynes Drive is always a busy thoroughfare. There's probably 12,000-13,000 traffic movements in a 24-hour period on an average day. We looked at widening Haynes Drive back when we did adjourn it from where State Farm is over to Las Casas Highway. And we had a little of a hiccup, a little interruption there. Number one, some of the folks in the neighborhood didn't want their street improved. And I call it an improvement because we improve it for the traffic volume and for safety and for redoing the drainage and for putting in infrastructure, water lines, sewer lines, gas lines, those kinds of things that possibly need to be renovated by now. And when we entered, ran into that opposition, one of the things that we noticed was it was not the the repaving, the widening, what I call the improvement, really wasn't on the city's major thoroughfare plan. and it's possibly not fair to go into a neighborhood which is certainly very close-knit and been there for many years without giving them at least some warning that we have some opportunity ahead to make, again, what I call improvements, a three-lane with a center turn lane, a curb and gutter section, sidewalks for the neighborhood value of that particular neighborhood, bike lanes, grass strips, those kinds of things. So what we'll probably do within the next 2 years is study the Haynes Drive area as part of a major thoroughfare plan renewal that the city and the county work on generally about every 5 years. It's time to go back through that process again, give everyone in the neighborhood and those who travel through that neighborhood an opportunity. I travel through there quite frequently, and I notice that many of the people who kind of line up and go 30 miles an hour when someone is going 30 miles an hour, some of them go on through the neighborhood, never stop, and many of them obviously turn off either on Sulphur Springs Road or at Ravenwood or at another street along the way there, Regency Park. There's just plenty of beautiful neighborhoods there. So that's kind of the long version of what we'll be doing, is looking at it with our major thoroughfare plan process in the next 2 years.
So that's a two-year program, make the long and short of your...
Well, it's a two-year program to study it. Now, the council was ready to go ahead and fund it 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Well, so that's what I was thinking. It was at least 3 years ago.
And I'm assuming that once we show the neighborhood the value, the residential nature of the road, how it will be very similar to... a road that they'll be very proud of, that most of the right-of-way is already owned by the city or deeded to the city, that it will be a great improvement not only for the motoring public that uses the area but for the neighborhood that uses the area, because most of the traffic on Haynes Drive is people who live off of Haynes Drive.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess my concern as a resident in this area is the what I had thought the city had promised updated on the sidewalks, with the concern of the Siegel High School and Middle School and Elementary School, particularly the Regency Park Drive area. You have two major. I'm concerned as a neighbor for the children's sake with no sidewalks. You know, in that area that I thought had been promised. Some time ago, at least the updates on that, as a safety factor for our children who live in this community.
Right. Now, the Siegel Road sidewalks were put in when the city rebuilt the road, and in the neighborhoods where this major thoroughfare plan will take a look, we will look at putting sidewalks and bike lanes and grass strips and curb and gutter, but that's not generally... The city doesn't take a responsibility for a sidewalk unless it's already existing. The property owner itself, for instance, in my neighborhood where I live, we don't have sidewalks. We didn't buy them when we bought the lot. We didn't buy them when we built our homes. The city doesn't provide those now. They do require them in the newer subdivisions, but they don't go back and retrofit the older ones unless it is along a major thoroughfare.
Well, that was what my question was, the major thoroughfare of Regency Park Drive.
Again, I don't think Regency Park will be addressed. I don't think the traffic loading on Regency Park Drive is significant enough to make a radical improvement, and certainly it's a neighborhood also. But if you would like to talk to Ron Balachandran or Dana Richardson at the city, 849-2629, they can give you a little bit of an update on anything on Regency Park. Primarily, I think what we want to do is look down the road to trying to make an improvement at Haynes from Thompson Lane to Memorial, so we can get some traffic and some safety issues taken care of there. As you recall, we did widen some corners and put in some turn lanes, I think, which has helped traffic move along in the short term, and that was done 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that very much. Could you take one more important question?
Absolutely. Certainly.
With the upcoming city election coming on, and the what I'm reading the Daily News Journal so often is the lack of voter turnout, especially for just a local, such as we're just having with some councilmen and city school board, about, I know y'all have talked about it in the city council numerous of times, and I think it's been brought up numerous of times, about joining or, I guess, adding that particular voting, I guess what I'm trying to say is...
Moving the election date.
Moving the election date to another major election time that would maybe bring out more voters for that. I mean, to save so much time and effort in just that small election. Could you respond on that?
I can, and let me tell you, first of all, I love Murfreesboro, and I think many of the things that have happened in Murfreesboro because of the... of the way we have our city government organized, the way we have a city manager form of government and an at-large council. And so it's a bias that I have, but it's my opinion that many of the decisions that we've been able to make and the open nature of our government, where you can talk to anybody that's on the city council, you can talk to the mayor, you can talk to the city manager, anybody else, comes from the fact that we have a city election that is a standalone election, that we have an at-large council, and that we have a part-time mayor and a professional full-time city manager. Now, that's my bias. I think that the Murfreesboro has received the favor that it has, that it's received the recognition and been successful because we've had that set up. I'm just going to tell you that up front. So my theory of government is kind of a flat line. Every once in a while, you're going to have some zigs and some zags. You're going to be happy and you're not going to be happy. But my theory of government is government ought to be predictable and it ought to be straight line, that you don't need to have these fights up and down all the time in government. Now, you can do that in your business if you want to. You can do that in your church. You can do that on your softball team or your golf match. But in government, that is not a good way to run a government. And if Murfreesboro, when compared to our surrounding area, if you look at Shelbyville, Franklin, Hendersonville, Gallatin, McMinnville, Lebanon, a lot of places that were pretty well about the same size as Murfreesboro was 50 years ago, then I think our government has served us well. So I don't agree that we need to move that election. Elections are voluntary. People make up their mind whether they want to go vote or not. Voter turnout is certainly a way to decide whether you have an important election or not. But generally you get a big election turnout when you have a fight, when you're not happy, when you really, really, really want to change something. Well, we don't get a very big turnout in the city election unless there are people who participate and want to come out. And if there is no fight, if there is no disruption, if they are not mad, you know, in your church, you know, in your school, everywhere else, you're going to let everything lie and never move an inch. But if there's something that needs to be changed, then you're going to go out and vote. And that's the way I look at it. 30 years ago, Roger Haley ran against Joe B. Jackson for mayor. And you can imagine Murfreesboro was a tiny place compared to the way it is today. There were 14,000 people that voted in the mayor's election 30 years ago. 10 years ago, when I ran and had a very good opponent, both of us had followings, we had 9,600 people vote. That is 20 years of population growth, and we get a third fewer voters. The last time I ran, I think we had about 6,500 voters. And possibly, I'm just saying, it's my bias, that there's not that much turnout out because they think our police and fire emergency services are good resources and well-trained. They're getting their garbage picked up when they say they do. They call the city if they have a problem. It gets handled. The parks and recreation are clean and extensive. It's just that I just really don't want to disrupt anything that we've had going for us that I think has made a difference in getting us where we are today. And it's just my opinion.
Okay, well, that's...
If we move it, the state says our election has to be nonpartisan. Well, when you get into the county offices, when you get into the state offices, in the federal offices, they're all Republican, they're all Democrat, and you get into this partisan politics, and as you know right now in Nashville, you can't get a Democrat and a Republican to stand next to each other, and in Washington, they won't be in the same building together. And if we get caught up in one of those elections, I'm just afraid of what might happen in the future, and that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I take that very well, and that was another point, exactly what you just said, that, you know, the city needs to stand beside itself, and that's why I thought that, you know, it would escape from the the county run that election.
If I live over in the, if I'm a district representative in the Hobgood area and I'm getting my school expanded and I'm the district representative over in the Reeves Rogers area and my school just looks like it did 30 years ago, I'm going to be upset.
Right.
And I'm going to go to the city and I'm going to say, we need this over here at Reeves Rogers.
Exactly.
And the fella or lady at Hobgood is going to say, well, we did this because we needed it over here. You don't need it over there.
Right.
And the one out in Cason Lane says, what about me? What am I going to get? So, it's, I just don't see that as a very good system, and I guess I'm just, like I say, that's my opinion, and I may be wrong.
Well, I mean, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, and that goes back to, you know, we need to get the city away from the county if that's, you know.
Right. We could send the police department out to get people to bring them in to vote if they won't vote. You know, there's a lot of ways to.
Interesting way.
We could give everybody $10 if they would vote, and that would improve the turnout. It might not cost us that much money because if they're happy, they still might not vote because they might not think it was worth it. And that's kind of where you look at it.
Yeah.
Thanks for your
All
call.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You have a great day. Good morning. You're on WGNS with the mayor. How are you today?
I'm going to tell you something that you. Y'all might know, and again, you might not.
Yes, sir.
I seen it on television, and I don't know when it's going to come out, but they said they got a car that will, I don't know what it's going to run off of, but when it gets up in the air, it has propellers. Have y'all heard of that?
I saw one the other day that was... It was an airplane, and I believe the wings folded back, and you could drive it. Yes, I did. I saw that.
I didn't know what y'all done seen it or not, but I heard about it on, I believe, the television where I heard that.
That may save all our traffic problems. We just put everybody in an airplane in the
That's
air.
That's right. Put them all up in the sky.
That's right. There's a lot more, there's a lot more sky than ground.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call.
Seems like there was a picture of that in Popular Mechanics back in the 50s and 60s.
Well, there's been several of them brought, and boats, too, where if you didn't have a bridge, you'd just go across
just
the river.
Right, and they had a car that did that for a while.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Tommy Bragg.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor.
How are you?
Fine. A gentleman a while ago will talk about that, and you explained the... changing of elections and everything. Okay, I've got a question. I asked this to Mayor Burgess.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about metropolitizing the county? That's my question.
Yes, sir.
I'll listen.
I think that is, again, I've been a city mayor and he's been a county mayor. He knows the pluses and minuses of being a subdivision of the state and having constitutional officers, which are your trustee, register of deeds, court clerk, sheriff, all of these fee-based offices, perhaps, that are elected. The Tennessee Constitution allows you to combine offices of the county seat and the county government. So you can, if the county seat of Murfreesboro decided that they wanted to be a metropolitan government with the county of Rutherford, you would virtually see something like you have in Davidson County. Two other counties, Trousdale County and Moore County, did in fact go metropolitan. The other 92 counties have determined over the period of the last 50 years that they're not interested in it. Generally, it is the county voters, and I mean those in the rural residential area, who vote it down. When you have a metropolitan government, the county voters get to vote and the city voters get to vote on whether to combine. City voters generally look askew, I'd say, in a little bit, although we have an excellent county government here in many instances, knowing that they just work primarily on funding the county schools and the sheriff's department with the jail. Then a lot of city residents who get their garbage picked up, who have parks and recreation, who have water utilities, who do service delivery in the form of planning and codes and engineering and city street building and those kinds of things. They don't look at city government as a similar government to a county government. So in Morristown, Hamblen County, I believe they've had three votes and it's never passed in the county. In Montgomery County, which is the fifth largest city in the state and one of the smallest counties in the state, the county residents have overwhelmingly decided that they didn't want to be part of a metropolitan Clarksville and Montgomery County. So it's just the diversity of the two entities. The county government is not exactly the same as the city government, and melding or putting together the 110,000 Murfreesboro residents with the 80,000 people who live in the rural residential areas of the county of Rutherford, not because you probably wouldn't include Smyrna and Laverne and Eagleville, they would not go along with it. They would want to maintain their own city boundaries. It possibly just doesn't make sense for a county like Rutherford.
Let's go back to the phone. You're on WGNS with Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg. Good morning.
Yes, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
What about the recycling place? Down there. I'd like to find out. I've been down there several times. I went yesterday to drop my stuff off, and it's been locked up. It's got a big sign on it that says, "Pull up." And I think somebody needs to look into it to see if they can't be changed where you can recycle the stuff when if they've got that other full. I don't think it's anybody, because I've called several different people, and they don't know.
The county, I
think somebody needs to know.
Well, the county is in charge of the convenience centers, and that's exactly what that is at the foot of West Main Street, is a county convenience center that the city operates for the county. And when the bins are full and the trucks cannot get in to take them off and drop a empty one, then they do, in fact, have to shut down because they can't take it. They don't have any storage. There's no place else to put it at the time. Interestingly, Murfreesboro has a solid waste pickup, so you can put your solid waste out at the curb every day. There are also several companies that provide recycle pickup at your home, but it's just when you get so many people using one for particular items that they fill up and they're not able to, just cannot get an empty one there. You might be interested to know that neither Smyrna or Laverne have curbside pickup of solid waste run by their cities that's not part of the city services in Smyrna and Laverne. So the largest county convenience center is in Smyrna. And that's the one that fills up all the time, because those residents who are county residents, even though they live in Smyrna, they bring their stuff to that recycle center, and it is full quite often. And the possibility is, if you would like to have your county commissioner add money to the budget of the recycle centers, the convenience centers, so they can open up for longer hours and have more carts available, then that would be an issue you'd want to bring up with your county commissioner.
So they've basically loaded all that they've paid for and had shut down.
That's it. They've had to close because they don't have any empties, and there's no reason to let people bring anything else in. You just need to hold it until the next day when they're open again, hopefully, and you can take it back at an earlier hour so you can get in before it fills up.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather. We'll be right back. We have a full lineup of people with questions for the mayor, so stay with us. If you're on the line, hold on. You're coming up next.
Hey, your good neighbor network. WGNS Murfreesboro, WETVLP Murfreesboro, W263AI Murfreesboro, and W270AF Murfreesboro.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
My friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today, a high of 63 with a light wind out of the north. Tonight, clear skies, a low around 35. Light winds continuing. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently, 46.
We're loud. We're proud. We're blue. WGNS AM and FM, your home for the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
So I was the one.
Our number is 893-1450. We're focusing on the city of Murfreesboro. Mayor Tommy Bragg is with us this morning. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor Bragg.
Good morning. It's you.
Barnes, it's me.
It's you. Yeah.
Mayor, I wanted to ask you about King's Highway over by McFadden School.
Yes.
They've patched and patched and patched, and now you're having to dodge the patches. And I talked to you once before when they repaved West Main Street.
Yes.
I was the one that called you on the radio that morning, and you got it done. And I was wondering if you could do anything about King's Highway.
Call me at 849-2629.
Hold on. 8 what now?
849-2629.
2629.
And let me see where we are on the paving list with King's Highway in front of the McFadden School.
And another thing I wanted to ask you, I was talking to Scott up there one day at the station about this, all this building that's going on.
Yes, sir.
I read an article in the paper this week where the head man over Consolidated.
Yes.
Said they're going to keep on, they're going to pump Stone River dry. I was reading where there's going to build so many hundred apartment complexes out there on Medical Center Parkway out there somewhere.
Yes.
And I worked for Perfect Equipment one time back in the early 80s.
Yes, sir.
And we almost had to shut down because there wasn't no water coming over the Walter Hill Dam.
Right. We have bought water storage at Percy Priest Lake and even considered going into a partnership with Smyrna to run a water line to Cumberland, to the Cumberland River. In the rainy season, we've got a lot more water than we need. Of course, Woodbury takes water out of the Stones River, so does the Consolidated Utility District, Murfreesboro Water and Sewer, Smyrna, and Laverne. There is an adequate supply for today, and that's one of the things that we look at long-term is using our resources wisely and making sure that we don't deplete them. The Stones River doesn't have much water in it sometimes, and so it wouldn't take much to run it dry. That's why we have storage at Percy Priest Lake. That's all water that's run through Murfreesboro at one time or another, and it's all down there at that lake stored. So the Corps of Engineers works to help us allocate the right amount of water So I think for the at least for the immediate near future, we are in very good shape here, and we certainly will be vigilant for years to come.
That's one other thing I wanted to ask you about. Back out here at 231 South,
yes,
South Church at Barfield Crescent.
Yes.
The traffic light, when it turns green for the Barfield Crescent people to go, three cars is about all they can get under, and then it turns back to yellow and then red.
Right.
And gas is too high up, Mayor, to have to set a doggone red light and sit there and wait on that light to turn back. And there's no traffic going through on South Church. It's just vacant.
Again, if you'll leave me your phone number at 849-2629 and mention those two things, the King's Highway and that light at Barfield Crescent and 231 South, I will try to get you some answers of what we can do there. I've been told there's only 60 seconds in a minute, and if you take two seconds away from one fella and to give it to another, the other fella's going to be mad too.
Chief Chrisman talked about it on the show with Bart one day, that he was going to do a study on that.
Right.
Traffic light, I don't know whether he ever did or not.
Well, if you'll call me at 849-2629 and mention that, I'll get you some answers.
Thank you for your call, too. What about the Kids Castle? I know you've had to do a rebid on that.
Well, it's an interesting thing. Obviously, it was a very great cooperative local effort to put the original Kids Castle down, and it is past its useful lifetime, so we're now bidding to put in the new Kids Castle, and we had a local firm that was interested, and we had several out-of-state firms and out-of-town firms that were interested. We did a bidding process, and the winning bidder was not a local bidder, unfortunately, but we're planning to go ahead with the process that we used, which the state required because we got so much of the money, $150,000 from the state and $150,000 from local government. So, unfortunately, our local bidder was not the low bidder and was not the highest provider selected. So we'll be going ahead with that with the new bidder, and I'm hoping the community again will come together and work together to make Kids Castle even better for our future generation that loves those playgrounds at our parks and recreation.
When do you think that project will begin?
Bart, I really don't know. I'd be telling you a big fat story if I gave you a date, so I'll try to get you some information for that.
Let's squeeze in one more call. We need a real quick question because we're about out of time. Good morning. You're on with the mayor.
All right, Bart and the mayor. I was wanting to know about the Rover. How's the funding going for it? And has the new buses been ordered? And I'll just go ahead and hang up and
okay. Thank you. If you'll call me at 849-2629, I can give you a little information on that. We're working on our Relax and Ride budget, which is the Murfreesboro to Nashville, trying to add some service there over the next 3 years, and I'll get you some information on Rover if you'll just give me a call, 849-2629.
Is ridership up enough to make it stable?
Ridership is tremendous. It's really exceptional. The buses are not full all the time, but if you look at the utilization, it's been tremendous.
Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg.